You're listening to SBS News.
Goran Tomasevic is 31 years old, and the water polo player knew this was his last chance of playing his chosen sport at an Olympic Games. Born in the Croatian city of Split, he became an Australian citizen earlier this year. He's expressed his gratitude and excitement at his selection.
I came to Australia 6 years ago, with the hope of establishing my life over here, and I couldn't be more luckier with the way the Australia has accepted me, both professionally at work as well as in the water polo. To get an opportunity like this at the age of 31 is an absolute dream come true, and I hope I make Australians proud.
Tomasevic is in a growing minority on the Australian team. The nation contributing the highest number of overseas-born athletes is Great Britain with 14, while there are 5 each from China, South Africa and the United States. New Zealand and France have 3 competitors who are now competing for Australia instead of the land of their birth. In all, there are 30 nations represented in Australia's team for Tokyo, which is also the second largest Australian team sent to a foreign Olympics at 472. Ian Chesterman is the team chef de mission, and he's pleased to see women now making up more than half of that total.
I really commend our sports on creating those pathways for our athletes, and I'm delighted to have that very large number, 53% of the Australian Olympic team being female in Tokyo, and I think that's something we'll see an ongoing trend in the future.
There are positive signs too for Australia's Indigenous athletes, with 16 First Nations people named on the team. Two-time Olympic sprint hurdler Kyle van der Kuip has been appointed as Australia's first Indigenous liaison officer at an Olympics. He's looking forward to helping them to achieve the best results possible.
Be there, be a voice, be someone to listen to, be an encouragement, be a pat on the back. But track and field's exciting as well. And athletes that have been breaking records and Australian records in the last few weeks to show that they're ready to go, they're ready to perform, and I'm looking forward to see the results for track and field and the whole Australian team.
Quite apart from the pandemic-related issues and extra hurdles that'll throw up, Australia has been hurt by NBA star Ben Simmons' withdrawal from the basketball team. Tennis star Nick Kyrgios also hasn't confirmed yet if he'll join Ash Barty on Australia's tennis team. One thing that'll make these games unique, whatever the final makeup of the team, is the fact there will be 2 flag bearers for every nation competing. The International Olympic Committee has requested a man and a woman to be nominated, but there won't be the usual number of athletes walking behind them. Mr. Chesterman explains why.
We will have 2 flag bearers walking in. This time the IOC has asked every nation to supply 1 male, 1 female flag bearer, so we'll be announcing that on Wednesday. I don't think there'll be the number of athletes from any nation who would walk in that might have walked in past games. That was always going to be a challenge anyway because of the heat issue that was in Japan, and obviously the COVID overlay makes that even more of a challenge.
A new kind of Olympic Games for new circumstances, and for Australia at least, a new kind of team. John Baldock, SBS News.